Anthony William, the medical medium, would love to read something to you guys. It's page 3 in the Brain Saver Protocol's book, Your Healing Process, Chapter 1. Everyone is different, not in the way we normally think. While our souls are different, our physical bodies as humans are meant to function in the same way. We eat food, we drink water, we urinate, we defecate, our hearts beat and our blood pumps. We walk on our feet, we see with our eyes, we hear with our ears. Our stomachs are meant to digest until something goes wrong and we can't. We can't walk, we can't talk, we can't hear, we can't see. Our blood gets clogged or our heart doesn't beat right. Different internal problems with our physical bodies can create endless differences. Our injuries, our pathogens that we have, our stresses, our metals, our traumas, our relationships, our environmental surroundings, our resources, our support, pharmaceuticals we take, our experiences, deficiencies, amounts of blood drawn at our doctor visits, number of flus we've had, how many exposures we come into the world with, all these make us different. Our differences make our healing processes and their timelines different. If you're reading this book, you most likely have a health problem that's consistent in your life. While healing is less consistent, maybe you have a serious condition, one that interferes with your life in some shape or form. In this book, Brain Saver Protocols, you can discover how you got sick to begin with, and what's physically inside you that interferes with your ability to heal. In both Brain Saver and this book here, you can find out what to avoid and what tools to use to get your life back. And I was reading this earlier and I was thinking about tools. And the tools we're working with right now are those shot therapies, the medical medium brain shot therapies. And I have to tell you, I was thinking about this. When I was getting the information from Spirit of Compassion about those brain shot therapies, and I was sitting in my office at my desk, and it was late at night, I was so excited. I was blown off my seat. I wanted to tell the world. I wanted to climb out of the window in my house, climb up the gutter, go onto the roof, and I wanted to scream as loud as I possibly could that the brain shot therapies are coming. The brain shot therapies are coming. Because I couldn't hold on to the information. I was trying to, like, what do I do with this? I knew I needed to write it down and get it right and make sure every detail was perfect from Spirit of Compassion. But every hour after I got that information, I thought about it. I remember the next morning, I had to get into the car, and I wanted to drive down the road with one of those blowhorns or foghorns, whatever, and scream in them. I wanted to put a speaker on the roof of my car, and I wanted just to have this, like, controller walkie-talkie in my hand and be screaming while driving down the highway at 100 miles an hour. That's what I felt like I wanted to do, because I wanted the world to know. It was like, I didn't want to keep it bottled up, but I knew I had to wait, and I knew it had to go to print, and it was just an arduously long process waiting for it to go to print. But I wanted to let everybody know, the brain shot therapies are here. You guys don't understand what this means. And I wanted to just be like, every day, like, wait till you see. It's the perfect combinations, the perfect amounts, and what they are used for has not been known anywhere, anyhow, because it comes from above. And holding on to this, knowing that life-changing results were going to happen, knowing that people's lives were going to change, but I had to just get through it. I had to get every brain shot down. There's 30 of them. I had to have it down right. I had to get the information correct. I had to know the order, all of it. It had to get into a book. It had to be there for everyone. The Medical Medium Brain Shot Therapy Challenge is on right now. It's day 3, and I've been dreaming about this so you can have a life-changing result. Tomorrow, I'm doing the Obsessive Thought Shifter. So if you got some racing thoughts, if you're struggling with OCD, if you have thoughts that are just going into your mind, floating around your mind, and you don't want them there, if you're somebody that had a bad experience and you can't shake it, if you're somebody that's dealing with any kind of thoughts that are keeping up at night, and if you're not dealing with any of that, you're still going to feel it, because I'm going to give you a forewarning. Anybody who does these brain shots are going to feel a result. It's going to hit them. I'm giving you a forewarning because I don't want you caught off guard. You don't have to be a believer. You don't have to believe it's going to work. Just make the shot, send it down, and you don't need to be a believer, and you're going to feel it. And the powerful thing is they just build upon themselves and build upon themselves, which is something Spirit of Compassion told me. You can watch the replay. Day 1 was the other day. Day 2 was today. Day 3 is tomorrow. Go to medicalmedium.com and sign up. And you can watch them there and sign up for the free challenge, because it's free, 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 free. I don't care. It's free. Free grocery shopping PDF. And there's daily emails too. Sign up to the email list, okay? And the emails, it's cool because with people who actually have, you know, with their experiences too, you'll see. But I want you to know that it's a very special moment in history, actually, because to have something that offers powerful results, relief, it at your fingertips, it's just something to experience. I've held it in for a long time. It's like a huge weight off my back. And that weight just finally is lifted because I know it's there for you. And I realize not everybody's going to, they're not going to get the books. I realize that some people just aren't going to do it. And I have to be comfortable with that. I have to find peace with that. There's always going to be somebody out there that, what, medical medium books, brain saver? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to try brain shot therapy. And it's sad. And I know that's going to happen, but that's just how life works here on planet Earth. You could have the greatest thing ever. You could have the most incredible, empowering, powerful books ever written in our history and health. You can have that and still someone, some form of darkness is just going to keep them from grabbing onto that book and accessing that profound material from above. By the way, look out for the daily emails, because they have a video with someone's personal experience taking the brain shots, which is really fun and really powerful and inspirational. And keep an eye on medicalmedium.com. I'm doing updates constantly to give you guys free resources. Go to the library if you don't want to get the books. They're 40% off Amazon.com US. $26 for 6 books in each book. 100 recipes. Get the book for free, then go to the library and get it for free. I don't care, because it's not about that. It's about making sure you can hold a copy in your hand someday and you're going to feel the light in these books. I said this before, but you're going to feel the light in them. Because these books truly have been blessed. There's another story I want to tell you guys. And I'll do it when I get a chance. Because it's very special. And I want to make sure it's the right time, the right moment. But I think it's going to blow you away. And it has something to do with one of the reasons why the books have so much light in them. and they're tools against darkness, and they're weapons against the darkness and weapons against evil. Because let's face it, why are we sick? We're not supposed to be sick on this planet. We're not. We're all supposed to just live a very long life without sickness and then die natural causes when we're really, really old. And that's what was supposed to happen. But evil and darkness doesn't want that. Evil and darkness wants us sick and suffering, and we can change that. We can turn that around. I always said for years that there's a spiritual war above us and around us, and it's real. It is. Forces of darkness control men on this planet, control human beings on this planet, making them do things out of greed and hate. And it's why we have so many problems in this world, in a nutshell. But these are weapons of the light to battle that darkness, to support the good in the spiritual war that's around us and above us and here. Anyway, Brainshot Therapy Challenge. Get ready. Day 3 tomorrow, Obsessive Thought Shifter. Even if you don't have obsessive thoughts on any level, wait till you try that shifter. Because these Brainshot Therapies, they're really, really potent and quite powerful and quite magical. Miraculous, truly. Anyway, I can't wait to leave another message. Thank you for listening. Truly, you guys, it's an honor, and I appreciate your time and your energy. God bless you.